In this particular instance, the article of her code which made it highly improbable that, barring an outbreak of fire, Françoise would go down and disturb Mamma when Monsieur Swann was there, for so unimportant a person as myself, was one embodying the respect she showed not only for the family, as for the dead, for the clergy, or for royalty, but also for the stranger within our gates, a respect which I should perhaps have found touching in a book, but which never failed to irritate me on her lips, because of the solemn and gentle tones in which she would utter it, and which irritated me more than usual this evening, when the sacred character in which she invested the dinner party might have the effect of making her decline to disturb its ceremonial. But to give myself one chance of success, I lied without hesitation, telling her that it was not in the least myself who had wanted to write to Mamma, but Mamma who, on saying good night to me, had begged me not to forget to send her an answer about something she had asked me to find, and that she would certainly be very angry if this note were not taken to her. I think that Françoise disbelieved me, for like those primitive men whose senses were so much keener than our own, she could immediately detect, by signs imperceptible by the rest of us, the truth or falsehood of anything that we might wish to conceal from her. She studied the envelope for 5 minutes, as though an examination of the paper itself and the look of my handwriting could enlighten her as to the nature of the contents, or tell her to which article of her code she ought to refer the matter. Then she went out with an air of resignation which seemed to imply, "What a dreadful thing for parents!"